Therefore, I say to you, concern yourself about the knowledge of your spirit, and besides that with what you will eat and drink, and be concerned about your body and how you will clothe it. 37. For are not the spirit, life and body more important than all the treasures of the world? 38. A human spirit, which is thirsting for truth and knowledge, is incapable of preserving its earthly life without the body, because both body and spirit together are one. 39. Thus you should be concerned about increasing your knowledge for your spirit's sake, about the laws of life and about food, drink and clothing for your body. 40. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow, they do not reap, they do not store their food in barns, and yet creation feeds them. 41. Are you not much more than they? 42. Look at the birds in the sky. They devour the harmful insects, and they have plumage for clothing, yet they have no spirit capable of ongoing evolution. 43. They work to fulfill their duty, and they are fed and clothed by creation. 44. Are you not much more than they? 45. You can think independently through your free consciousness. You can work independently and you can prepare food and drink and clothe your bodies independently. 46. Behold the lilies in the marsh as they grow, they neither toil nor spin, yet truly, I say to you, the lilies also fulfill their mission, when they give pleasure to the eye with their beauty. 47. I tell you, even Solomon in all his splendor was not arrayed as one of these. 48. Creation nourishes and clothes the grass in the field, which today is standing and tomorrow is thrown into the stove. Should not you then do much more for yourselves? 49. The grass fulfills its mission by serving as fodder and fuel, but are you not of much greater value than grass, O you of little knowledge? 50. Therefore, you shall care for the wisdom and knowledge of your spirit, and take care that you do not suffer from lack of food, drink and clothing. 51. Truly, I say to you, if you suffer from hunger, thirst and nakedness, then wisdom and knowledge will be crowded out by worry. 52. First seek the realm of your spirit and its knowledge, and then seek to comfort your body with food, drink and clothing. 53. Therefore, take care for the next day, for tomorrow will not take care of you by itself. 54. It is enough that each day has its own troubles. Therefore you must not also be at the mercy of the need for your physical welfare. Chapter 7. The Spirit of Judgment. I. Judge not falsely, lest you be falsely judged. 2. For with whatever judgment you judge, you will be judged, and with whatever measure you measure, you will be measured. 3. Judge according to the logic of the laws of nature, which are from creation, because only they possess its truth and correctness. 4. Why do you see the splinter in your brother's eye and are not aware of the beam in your own eye? 5. Or, how dare you say to your brother, wait, I will take the splinter out of your eye. And behold, there is a beam in your own eye. 6. You hypocrite, first take the beam out of your own eye, then see how you can take the splinter out of your brother's eye. 7. Learn first the laws of nature and of creation, their logic, before you judge and condemn and wish to see the faults of your neighbor. 8. Through the laws of nature and of creation learn first how to recognize your own faults, so that you can then correct the faults of your neighbors. 9. You shall not give sacred things to the dogs, nor throw your pearls before the swine, lest they trample them with their feet and turn on you and tear you apart. 10. Truly, I say to you, do not throw your spiritual treasure into the dirt and do not waste it on the unworthy, because they will not thank you and will tear you apart, for their understanding is small and their spirit is weak. Response to prayer. 11. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. I. 2. For whosoever asks of their spirit, will receive, and whosoever seeks through the power of their spirit, will find, and whosoever knocks at the door of their spirit, to that person will it be opened. 13. Who among you would hand your son a stone if he asks for bread? 14. Or offer him a snake if he asks for a fish? 15. So if you, now, though being wicked, can nevertheless give your children good gifts, how much more will your spirit give you, if you ask for it? 16. Everything that you wish people would do to you, do likewise to them. 17. This is the law delivered through the prophets. 18. Enter through the narrow portal. 19. The portal is wide and the path is broad which leads to damnation, and many are those who travel thereon. 20. And the portal is narrow and the way is slender which leads to life and knowledge, and there are only few who find it. 21. Beware of false prophets and scribes who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are like ravenous wolves, preaching to you about submissiveness before shrines, false deities and gods, and preaching submissiveness to idols and false teachings. 22. Beware of those who forbid you access to wisdom and knowledge, for they speak to you only to attain power over you and to seize your goods and belongings. 23. You will recognize them by their fruits. 24. Can one gather grapes from the thorns, or figs from the thistles? 25. Hence, every good seed brings forth a good harvest, but a rotten seed brings forth a bad harvest. 26. A good tree can never bear bad fruit, and a rotten tree can never bear good fruit. 27. Thus, by their fruits you will recognize them. 28. Therefore, whosoever hears these words of mine and acts upon them will be like an intelligent man who built his house on the rock. 29. Now when a downpour fell and the waters came and the winds blew and beat upon the house, it did not fall because it was founded on rock. 30. Whosoever hears these words and does not act upon them is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. 31. When a downpour came and the waters and the winds beat upon the house, it collapsed and great was its fall. 32. It happened that after Jemuel had finished his talk, the people were shocked by his teachings. 33. He taught with authority a new doctrine unlike that of the scribes. Chapter 8. The Healing of the Leper. When he descended from the mountain, many people followed him. 2. Behold, a leper came and knelt before him, and said, Master, if you will it, you can make me clean. 3. Jemuel stretched out his hand, touched him and said, El will do it. Be cleansed. And immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. 4. And Jemuel spoke to him, See to it that you tell no one. Instead, go and present yourself to the priest. 5. You were healed through the power of the Spirit and the wisdom of knowledge. The centurion at Capernaum. 6. When Jemuel went to Capernaum, a centurion walked up to him with a request, saying, 7. Master, my servant lies at home incapacitated with gout and is in great distress. 8. Master, I have heard your new teachings and I know the truth of your wisdom, which states that the human spirit can perform miracles through knowledge of the truth. 9. Jemuel spoke to him. El will come and make him well. 10. The centurion replied, Master, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be well. 2. I, too, am a man subject to authority, and I also have soldiers under me. If I say to one, Go, he goes, and to another, Come here, he comes, and to my servant, Do this, he does it. 12. When Jemuel heard this, He marveled and spoke to those who followed him, "Truly, I say to you, such trust I have found in no one in Israel." 13. But I say to you, many will come from the east and the west, from the south and the north, and they will understand my teachings and recognize their wisdom and knowledge. 14. However, the children of Israel will be expelled into darkness. There will be wailing and the chattering of teeth. 15. The false teachings of Israel will bring bloodshed over the millennia, because the power-hungry selfishness and high-handedness of Israel will bring death and destruction over the land and all the world. Shmanuel in the house of Peter. 16. Turn away from the false teachings of the Israelite authorities and their scribes, because they will bring destruction to successive generations. 17. The Israelites believe themselves the chosen people. By no means is this the case, because they are more disloyal and unknowing than the ignorant who lack the secret of creation's laws. 18. And Shmanuel spoke to the centurion, "Go, be it done for you as you have expected." And his servant became well that same hour. 19. Shmanuel came to Peter's house and saw that his mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. 20. He touched her hand, the fever left her and she got up and served him. 21. In the evening, however, they brought to him many who were possessed, and he drove out the evil spirits through his word and made all the sick well. 22. So it came to pass that what was said through the prophet Isaiah would be fulfilled, who spoke, "He has brought us new teachings of knowledge and has taken our infirmities upon himself, and he has healed our sick." On the seriousness of discipleship. 23. When Shmanuel saw many people around him, he gave the order to go across to the other shore. 24. A scribe walked up to him and said, "Master, I will follow you wherever you go." 25. Shmanuel spoke to him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the air have nests, but I have no fixed place where I can lay my head." 26. "I have the mission to preach wisdom and knowledge. Therefore I am moving restlessly through the lands." 27. And another, one of his disciples, said to him, "Master, permit me to go and bury my father who just died." 28. But Shmanuel said to him, "Follow me and let the dead bury their dead." The healing of two possessed persons. 29. He arrived at the other shore, in the region of the Gadarenes. There, two possessed persons ran up to him. They came out of the burial caves and were very dangerous, so that no one could walk on this street. 30. And behold, they cried out, saying, "What do you want of us, you son of Gabriel, the celestial son?" 31. "Have you come to torment us before it is even time?" 32. Then the evil spirits within the possessed asked him, "Master, if you intend to drive us out, then let us go into the herd of swine grazing just over there." 33. And he spoke, "So go there." 34. Then they went out into the swine, and behold, the whole herd rushed down to the water and drowned. 35. The swineherds fled and went into the town and told everything, including what had happened to the possessed. 36. And behold, the whole town came out and approached Shmanuel. 37. And when they saw him, they asked him to leave their area. Chapter 9. Healing of the Paralytic. I. Then he stepped into the boat, returned to the other side again and came into his town. 2. And behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. When Shmanuel saw their faith, he spoke to the paralytic, "Be comforted, because your faith in the power of my spirit and your confidence in my teachings of wisdom, which are the teachings of nature and of creation, has helped you." 3. And behold, some of the scribes began stirring up talk among the people, "This man blasphemes God and our holy teachings." 4. But since Jmanuel understood their thoughts, he spoke, "Why do you think such evil thoughts against your better knowledge?" 5. Yet, what is easier, to say, "Your faith has helped you," or, "Stand up and walk"? 6. So that you may know that I am a person like you and yet know how to use the power of my spirit through my knowledge, I command the paralytic, "Get up, pick up your bed and go home." 7. And he stood up, took up his bed, and went home. 8. When the people saw this, they became fearful and praised the new wondrous teachings of Jmanuel, which could give such power to humans. Matthew 9. As Jmanuel was leaving, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office and spoke to him, "Follow me." And he stood up and followed him. 10. And it came to pass as he was eating at home, behold, many tax collectors, ignorant people and seekers of the truth came and ate at the table with Jmanuel and his disciples. 2. When the Pharisees saw this, they spoke to his disciples, "Why is your master eating with the tax collectors and the ignorant?" 12. When Jmanuel heard this, he spoke, "The healthy do not need a physician but the sick do, and the knowledgeable do not need the teachings but the ignorant do. Those who were not misled do not need the teachings, but those who were misled do." 13. Go therefore, and recognize the falseness of your wrong teachings, so you do not mislead those people who thirst for the truth. Fasting. 14. Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, "Master, why do we and the Pharisees fast while you and your disciples do not?" 15. Jmanuel said to them, "How can the ignorant fast and suffer while they were being taught knowledge?" 16. And how can the teacher fast when he must teach knowledge to the ignorant? 17. Truly, I say to you, your teachings are false if you fast according to a religious dogma. Fasting serves only the health of the body and the growth of the spirit. 18. No one mends an old garment with a new patch of cloth, because the patch will tear again from the garment, and the rip will become worse. 19. Neither is new wine poured into old wineskins, for the skins will tear, the wine will spill, and the wineskins will be ruined. Instead, new wine is put into new wineskins so both are preserved. The daughter of Jairus. The woman with hemophilia. 20. While he was talking with them, behold, one of the community leaders came and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her so she will live." 21. And Jmanuel stood up and his disciples followed him. 22. And behold, a woman who had hemophilia for 12 years stepped up behind him and touched the fringe of his garment. 23. She spoke to herself, "If only I could touch his garment, I would be cured." 24. Then Jmanuel turned around and saw her, and he said, "Be comforted. Your faith has helped you," and the woman was well from that hour on. 25. When he came into the community leader's house and saw the pipers and the turmoil of the people, he spoke, 26. "Depart, because the maiden is not dead but is asleep." And they laughed at him. 27. But after the people were driven out, he entered and took her by the hand and spoke, "I'll order you to get up and walk." 28. And the maiden stood up and walked, and soon the news of this spread through that entire land. A blind man and two mutes. 29. As Jmanuel left and continued on from there, a blind man followed him, crying, "O Lord, you son of wisdom and knowledge who can use the power of your spirit, take pity on me." 30. And as he arrived at his house, the blind man stepped up to him, and Jmanuel spoke to him, "Do you have confidence that I can do this?" And he answered him, "Yes, Master." 31. Then Jmanuel touched his eyes, saying, "Be it done to you according to your faith." 32. And his eyes were opened and he saw. 33. Then Jemanuel warned him, saying, See to it that no one learns what happened to you. 34. However, the man went out and spread the news of him throughout that land. 35. After the man had left, behold, they brought to him two people who were mute and possessed. 36. And after the evil demons of self-delusion were cast out, behold, the mutes could speak. 37. And the people were amazed, saying, Such things have never been seen in Israel. How mighty are these new teachings about the power of the Spirit that they can accomplish such miracles. 38. However, the Pharisees said, He drives out the evil spirits through their supreme chief, and he blasphemes God, our Lord. 39. But among themselves they said, Who is this Jemanuel, who possesses greater wisdom and greater knowledge than we? 40. His teachings are mightier and truer than ours, and therefore he endangers us. 41. We must try to seize him, so that he will suffer death. The Great Harvest. 42. And Jemanuel went about in all the cities and villages, taught in their synagogues and preached the mystery of creation and of the laws of nature, so that the Spirit could attain omnipotence. 43. He preached about the spiritual kingdom within humans and healed every type of sickness and infirmity. 44. When he saw the people, he took pity on them, for they were languishing and scattered like a flock of sheep without a shepherd. 45. Then he spoke to his disciples, The harvest is great, but there are few laborers to bring it in. 46. Seek and pray in your consciousness that more laborers will be found for the harvesting. 47. And so it came to pass that workers for the harvest were found, who gathered around Jemanuel to become disciples. Chapter 10. Commissioning of the Disciples. He called his 12 disciples to him and gave them the knowledge for controlling the unclean spirits, so they could drive them out and heal every sickness and infirmity. 2. These are the names of the 12 disciples: Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, 3. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, 4. Simon Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, the only one, other than Jemanuel, who understood handwriting. 5. Jemanuel sent forth these 12, commanding them and saying, Do not go into the streets of Israel, and do not go to the scribes and Pharisees, but go into the cities of the Samaritans and to the ignorant in all parts of the world. 6. Once I have left you, go to those who lack understanding, to the idol worshippers and the ignorant, because they do not belong to the house of Israel, which will bring death and bloodshed into the world. 7. Go out and preach and say, The laws of nature are the laws of creation, and the power of the creational spirit within humans embodies life. 8. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out evil spirits. Because you received without having to pay, give therefore without compensation. 9. You shall not amass gold, silver or copper in your belts. 10. Also, on your travels you shall not take large bags with you in which to carry food, water and clothing. 2. Go on your way with only the bare essentials for eating and sleeping, for keeping yourselves clean, and for a change of clothing. 12. Never carry too much with you, because you would only burden yourselves and become welcome victims of waylaying bandits. 13. Remember furthermore, all labor is worthy of its reward, and you will not be wanting if you diligently preach and teach the true knowledge. 14. When you go into a city or village, inquire if someone is there who is worthy, and stay with him until you depart. 15. And when you enter a house, greet it. 16. If the house is worthy, your peace will pass on to the occupants. But if it is not worthy, your peace will return to you. 17. And if someone will not take you in or listen to your words, leave that house or that city and shake the dust from your feet. 18. Truly, I say to you, do not stay in such places, because they are abodes of the ignorant and evil people. There will not recognize the words of truth and knowledge. 19. Flee from those places, because their residents are disloyal to creation and the laws of nature. The people there worship shrines, false gods and idols, but not creation, nor do they follow its laws. 20. Flee from those places, for people there will try to take your life, because they do not want to forsake their false teachings. 21. Flee from such unrighteous people, because you must not lose your life for the sake of truth and knowledge. No law demands this of you, nor is there one that endorses such recklessness. 22. Truly, I say to you, many, nevertheless, will die and shed their blood into the sand, because later my teachings will be turned into false teachings that I never preached and which originate in the minds of the scribes and priests. 23. Thereby they will bring the people under their control through belief in their false teachings, in order to rob them of their goods and belongings. 24. Throughout the world there will be wailing and chattering of teeth when the blood flows from all those who have made my teachings of wisdom and knowledge into false teachings, and when the blood flows from all of those who, in their false belief and through evil seduction, believe and advocate these false teachings which certainly are not mine. 25. Many of these false believers will lose their lives, including many Israelites, who will never find their peace until the end of the world, because they are ignorant and unwise and deny the power of the Spirit, of love and of knowledge. 26. Truly, I say to you, the people of Israel were never one distinct people, and they have always lived by murder, robbery and fire. They gained possession of this land through guile and murder in reprehensible, predatory wars, where the best of friends were slaughtered like wild animals. 27. May the people of Israel be cursed until the end of the world, and never find their peace. 28. Behold, like sheep among the wolves, I am sending you among the ignorant and the idolaters. Therefore be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. 29. But beware of the people, for they will turn you over to the courts and scourge you in their synagogues. 30. And you will be led before sovereigns and kings because of my teachings, as witnesses to them and to all other ignorant people. 31. If you cannot flee and they turn you over to the courts, do not be concerned. The power of your spirit will not leave you, and your knowledge will tell you what you should say. 32. It will not be you who speak, but the power of your spirit with its knowledge. 33. And you will come to be hated for the sake of my teachings, but those who persevere to the end will be great. 34. When they persecute you in one city, however, flee to another. 35. Do not go to too much trouble with the cities of Israel, for truly, I say to you, you will get nowhere with the people of Israel until the end of the world. 36. The disciple is never above the teacher, nor the servant above the master. 37. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher and the servant like his master. 38. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they malign those of his household? 39. Therefore, beware of Israel because it is like a festering boil. 40. However, do not be afraid of them, because there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed and nothing secret that will not be known. 41. What I tell you in darkness, speak in the light, and what is whispered into your ear, proclaim from the rooftops. 42. Do not be afraid of evil slander, nor fear those who take life and limb. 43. Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. 44.